I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, BT and Sal.
Get them over here.
I think we're going to be joined by a very special guest. Should we break in?
Get him over here. There he is.
Hey, look who it is.
We got a legend in the house. Mad Dog, what's happening, buddy?
How's my pal?
Let's get a headset for Mr. Chris Russo over here. WFA and loyalty. This is a treat. This is a treat with Mad Dog. You know how to put those headphones on. Chris, you didn't forget, did you?
Yes, sir.
I've heard the story. You know what else he said? He said he didn't tip too well.
No, he did.
All those millions, and you give this guy three bucks?
He lost a million bettings with picks. So I wiped the debt off. I have him in come up there.
I think I still owe you. You still have that index card. Hey, Doggy, I'm surprised you're doing this appearance. We're not paying you 10 grand.
funny. I had to do first take today. I'll give Sal a couple of minutes, Mr. Tierney.
You're getting a little loose on first take. You're taking shots at Stephen A. You're taking shots at Team USA.
Yeah, I did.
Do you have any friends on first take?
2.4 million. With those shots with the freaking USA basket, do we care about the fact they beat us?
I don't care.
BT, I don't know if you've seen this. Doggy also was in the news recently.
Thing with Manning about the president.
Billy Bean?
Yeah.
Billy Bean, I screwed
no,
up that.
No, man. That, I wasn't even going to bring that up, but that's
I did screw that up. You know what happened? I didn't see it in the print.
Yeah.
I just saw it in the thing, so I got the confusing with the spelling. That's my fault, though. I should have confirmed.
You're transcending not just ESPN First Take and all that stuff, a little politics. You're crossing.
What's going on? Where is Jimmy Traynor who got me in trouble over there?
What happened with the politics?
I did say that on the SiriusXM, too.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't the first time I had said it, but once Jimmy throws it out to everybody, everybody gets it. I just wanted a little civility when Biden stepped aside from Mr. Trump.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Civility's a good thing.
Did I have to hear he's the worst president of all time? He should have left a long time ago.
Can you
let the guy have a half a day where he can walk out with his dignity? They did not kill Nixon when he got impeached in 1974. Mm. They didn't kill him. When Lyndon Johnson in 68, when he had that televised address last day in March, Nixon, who ran against it, did not say, thank God, get him out of there. Mm. I'd like to have a little civility. And that's what my point was. It wasn't a political stance.
I don't disagree with that.
I want to have the guy be a little presidential on both sides.
Amen.
On both sides.
That was my basic point. I like that.
Jimmy blew up with the Jimmy trade.
By the way, they're still saying Carter was the worst president, so he's still getting hit all these years later.
Can we let him be in a hospice? Just relax. He's 95. He's 100 years old.
Doggy, we talked about this yesterday, and I actually texted your former partner. We were talking about the greatness of Judge. We did not see Mantle play. We didn't see Mays play. Where does Judge greatness rank amongst the all-time
greats? Well, he's got to do it a little longer. You know, Mantle did it for a good 12, 14 years. He won all his MVPs. Mays did it for, you know, basically from 51 to 68. Judge has done it from 2017. Mm-hmm. So we got to see it a little longer. And he's, you know, he's a big guy and he's older. So, you know, but Judge, first off, he is the home run king. The idea that 62 home runs, he's the American League champion.
That's right.
That's a joke. Because Bonds' home run should not count.
Attaboy. He's right.
Let's start there first. Number two, he's not going to get to 755. Aaron's the career thing, not Bonds' 762.
There you go.
But he's not going to do that. That's 455 home runs. Was he 31, 32 years of age?
Yeah, 32.
So it's a little too old. But Judge, you know, he's on his way to the Hall of Fame. You know, you love the way he can play his defense. Now, he has help with Soto, but he's got nobody hitting behind him. You know, listen, he's an all-timer. He's a good guy. He's a great Yankee captain. Do I think he's going to be in the Mantle, Garrick,
Mays,
DiMaggio, the Yankees?
Oh, gotcha.
Ruth, I don't know if he's going to get that high. I don't know if he's going to play enough.
What about Jeter if he wins? What if Judge wins?
Yeah, because he hits the homers.
Yeah.
He hits the homers. The other thing about the Yankees, it's going to be very interesting to see what they do with Soto. Because Judge is making whatever he's making, and Soto's represented by Boris, who's going to want $600 million. And if you're Steinbrenner, can you pay him that much more than you pay Judge? Maybe he'd do it average salary, and then he has spread out the last years. The Yankees can't lose him, But it is a little tricky with Judge being your guy at $360 million.
Yeah.
And Soto's going to want Ohtani money.
But
so
I
it's tricky.
I hear you, Chris, and I said that to Sal yesterday as well. By the way, Mad Dog is with us on the show, BT and Sal and all the fans. Great treat having you on, man.
Love, oh, I'd love to do it.
We're big, you know, you've known him forever.
Sal is Puerto Rican. We love Sal. You know that. Hasn't changed.
He hasn't changed.
Falcons will stink again, by the way.
Oh, no. Do that now. Pass rusher, doggy.
They'd be better.
I've been a big fan for a long time. I don't know if you know
that.
I know that. How do you know that? I never told you.
Yes, I did. Imitations, and I see the great Dove Kramer over there.
But I look at the old timers, right? And I look at, you know, and growing up, the first thing that I heard was Babe Ruth. My dad, an old Brooklyn Dodgers fan, born in 43, still alive, still healthy.
Oh, really?
Still
okay. Yeah, didn't see God. Ruth, but I mean, he was, you know, he saw
pretty much everybody else,
yes,
right?
Yes, he did.
And from the day that I can really recall having somewhat of a conversation, I always heard Willie Mays the best player that my dad ever saw, and that was good enough for me. So, but what I look at somebody like Judge or even Griffey back in the day, or Trout when he was still healthy, first 5-6 years of his career, there is nobody on this planet, with all due respect, that can tell me that Willie Mays looked better than those guys. Statistical accumulation, there's no way Willie Mays was jumping over fences like Griffey did, or hitting 500-foot bombs like Aaron Judge. Like, let's at least be fair about that.
Fair, but Willie did everything great. He was a great base runner. He was a great fielder. He had the great catch in the 54 World Series.
Dick
Wirtz. Great throw.
Dick Wirtz.
He did hit 660 homers.
Yeah. Didn't hit in the postseason, though.
It did not. We only had a couple chances.
I know, but still.
You know, he had the 62 series against the Yankees. He had the 54 series against the – he did not
73
have
with the Mets against the A's.
Yeah, but that was –
no,
he
I
was
know.
42
just,
years
I
old.
I got you.
You got to give him a break. He should have quit before then.
Yes.
But, you know, listen, my father used to tell me DiMaggio.
Wow.
And DiMaggio's a better hitter than Mays. Because DiMaggio's a .325 lifetime hitter, plus he hit in 56 straight games.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a better hitter than Mays. And he hit at Yankee Stadium. He hit all those home runs, and it was in left field when it was 445 feet.
Yeah.
So you got to keep that in mind, too. But pound for pound, Mays is in the discussion as the greatest player of all time. And he did it for a good 15 years. He won the two MVPs. I'm not sure if I'm going to put Judge. And Trout's falling off.
Yeah.
Griffey went to Cincinnati. The last 3 years were not that great.
Mm-hmm.
So I still think, you know, when you're talking about all-time greats, I mean, forget Ruth's the best because he pitched. So you have to remember, I know you're going to tell me that he played before 47, but if you're going to judge it that way, then I can't count anybody before 47. And so I don't want to do that. So if I include everybody, I still think Ruth's the all-timer, but Mays pound for pound.
Speaking of all-time greats, did you see who threw out the first pitch yesterday at Citi Field?
Who did?
Are you familiar with the Hawk Tua girl?
Do you know about this?
No, I don't. What happened?
How do you not know about
her? I missed this.
Girl.
What happened?
You can't. Now you have to tell them who Hawk Tua is.
There was a young lady who went viral for something. That
would you take your clothes off or something?
No.
Basically describe this kid's in front, so I want to keep it clean. Basically describing an act that adults might do.
Okay.
And this was like she had her 15 minutes of fame and it blew up. This was months ago. Yesterday, the Mets thought it was a good idea to have her throw out the first pitch.
Oh, my God.
What a joke, Chris.
I'm surprised.
You can't do that.
I'm surprised you weren't all over that.
I wasn't. I should have been on. I was doing a TV commercial yesterday. I was busy all day. I missed it.
Ooh, commercial.
ESPN bet app.
Okay, gotcha.
That's an easy one.
What are we getting?
Look at me breaking down betting things.
you like to bet.
You love the Jets over this year, don't you?
Oh, I love the
Give
Jets
me some.
Over.
Give me some, man. Though.
How much we got?
Let's go, Jets, baby.
I told Dan Patrick.
How much?
10 dimes, Sid. Sal, the sort of bets that she used to make. You and Giannotti. Giannotti's another one.
Yeah, he owes you stuff.
Hey, here's a guy that's making millions and he doesn't pay me.
Uh-huh.
Boomer, where are you? Help me out for crying out loud.
Dougie, we don't pay like we used to. I mean,
I know about millions.
Yeah. No, that's true. Yeah.
That's you.
You two have done a hell of a job together.
Thanks, Chris. And by the way, Dog, one of the advice I called him, he's like, what you need to do, you know, listen, it's Brandon's show. Let Brandon.
I did say that.
Yeah.
And you were here first. Make sure you tread lightly.
And I was like,
and you know, Sal, he's got to come in like a bonnet.
Dog. In one ear, out the other. I'm here now, baby. This is my show. No, but, Dog, we used to make those family bets, and I had no money. And I'm like, I'll put like $100. $100? Yeah, minimum $250. You kept that price going up and up.
I did contribute to their delinquency.
I've heard about this. I got a question for you. So the gummies with the Mad Dog
gummies.
Has become an interesting
thing. Yeah, that's a big
thing.
One.
Okay.
Yeah.
So to me, now, everybody knows you, but if I just met you now and you weren't like Chris Russo, the famous broadcaster, I might think you're on a gummy now. When you take a gummy.
I mellow out.
You, okay, mellow so out. It's the exact opposite.
Absolutely. I'm not going on the radio with those things.
No, I know you're not working
because I'll
that
be
way.
Nuts.
Can you play tennis that way?
No.
Can you play golf
no,
that
no.
way?
No,
so you're not, okay, got it.
You know, I tell you what I did do. I go to Rapid City to play golf with my fat Rob, you know, Chiron, who used to be the priest at the Vatican, used to watch his
oil sign. He used to be the priest.
He's now living in Rapid City. So I went out to Rapid City. I've been there 3 years in a row for a member guest. It's a two-day, three-day tournament.
Oh, nice.
So I went out there this year, and I played terribly out there. So this year, before the 27 holes and the 18 holes on Friday and Saturday, on Thursday, I was toast on Thursday night. I was, oh my, I shouldn't say I got little kids here.
Yeah, they don't know.
So but I was toast.
Can you function in a public, can
I
you
was
have
at night, nobody saw
or...
me, so I was okay.
Oh boy.
But the next day I played great, and Saturday I played great.
How many did you take, two?
I was vaping.
What, you're vaping now?
So what has happened to you?
I'm 65 years old. My wife will kill me.
Do you like? I may as well ask. Do you like sativa? Do you like indica? Like what?
Whatever they give me,
I'll take. Oh, gee, this guy's crazy. I love it.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On the heels.
Anyway, I played well that weekend. That made me feel good.
I got a vape with him.
On the heels of that, you have been able to keep that same passion and energy throughout all these years later. Do you think that the First Take stuff has helped reinvigorate you?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Giving you
yes. What do you think? I'm silly.
Well, I mean, you're so passionate when you do the radio stuff.
Second Renaissance. Stephen A. is the reason why people care. I'm not saying they don't care on Sirius, but it's right. A little different. It gives you power on First. See, what you say on First Take provides a forum where everybody catches on to it. What you and I say on the radio, you're dealing with your selective audience.
Right. I hear you.
On First Take, you get in that ESPN wheel where they send it out in clips. They send it here. They send it there. And so you become part of the furniture, and everybody gets a little piece of it.
You still love doing it?
Yeah, I love doing it. Yeah, it's fun. And then I'm in the madabouts. I do those nutty madabouts. So if I do a couple good ones, people, like I killed the USA basketball team.
Yeah, I know.
I got 2.5 million views that damn thing.
You're getting a little lippy with Molly, though. You got to tap the brakes to tread lightly with Molly.
Molly and I are good friends.
People are getting on you for that, though. You're getting a little loud with the women.
Oh really?
I did say that. Yeah, right?
You know, yeah, that's another thing.
You ripped that sportscaster.
You can't. Oh, I did.
Yeah, I saw that.
I got mad. People got mad.
Renee Stubbs.
Who just killed that Nadal match with Djokovic.
Easy, big fella.
I don't want to go there again. I did that once before. You are hot stuff, Sal. You know, you follow me more than
I loved you. What do you mean? I grew up listening to you and Mike.
I know that.
I was a crack committee member. I used to call.
And I saw Mike's kid here today, Jack, who's a tight end at Hamilton.
Yes.
He's a good football player.
Hey, you know what he is? Big Falcon fan.
Oh, he's a Falcon fan?
Yes, Jack's got to come say hello. Jack somehow is a Falcons fan. You believe that?
No, Chris.
I like Penix's picks, by the way. I thought that was a good pick.
Yeah. You do?
I did like that. Okay. He's going to be a good player. Yep. I know he had a bad first game, but he's going to be a good player. But anyway, the First Take thing had a lot to do with this renaissance.
So this guy, for those many of you know, because we talk about it, me and Sal on the show here, Sal was with you guys behind the scenes.
When Doggy left us, yes.
Yeah, I left.
Yeah. But I'm saying, did you think...
You and Mike with the overrun. Sorry, BT.
That's okay.
With Shaq and the Suns.
Oh, is that the big fight? Oh, the Suns.
Because I convinced them to take the Suns, and they didn't get to over 50. I think it was 50. Maybe higher.
He got mad again?
Oh, well, but he lost.
Well, how much?
Plenty.
that was one of the big,
One thing about bets, Mike does not like to lose those bets.
Who does?
$20, $100, $50, whatever it is. Yeah. And it wasn't that.
I hear you.
That bothered Mike. Uh-huh. That's a good point. Only he would remember the Suns
over. Oh, he knows everything.
I was there. I lived it.
Oh, my God. That was a bad play. And that was on me. Mike hated the pick.
I don't want to.
He hated Phoenix. He didn't like D'Antoni.
I don't think
they brought in Shaq, and he all got ticked off. And then Mike had to bring in the cash. I had to collect for Mike. Oh, that bothered him. That was a bad
Sorry, BT.
Why would you bring that up?
Well, I don't want to embarrass Sal, but, like, I mean, he reveres you. I mean, it's a great thing. So it's not talking out of school.
I didn't realize he loved me that much.
Oh, my God. He loves you. So... But when you saw a young Sal, did you think?
Cause yes, he always
he's
had
got
personality.
That personality.
Always
that's,
thought he had a
transferable.
Chance. He always had a chance.
Yeah.
Now he's riding on your coattails right now.
And now the Chernoff's guy has got a real chance.
Oh, right? Now Chernoff, that's true. That was his guy, right? Chernoff? No,
no, no, the opposite. Chernoff didn't like him. Once Chernoff left, he had a chance.
Oh, Chernoff wasn't a big fan.
Well, I mean, I love Chernoff. I'm kidding, but I don't know if he was a huge fan. No, he fired him. He wasn't a big fan.
Are you doing the 4 hours, 10 to 2?
10 to 2.
5 days a week?
Yes, sir.
That's a long haul. Hours a week.
That is.
It used to be 10 to 1 with a lot more.
So they gave you the extra hour with more money?
Extra hour, yes. I'm just saying, things have changed.
You got to get an aide. Do you have an agent, Sal?
Can you help me? How's Sandy doing?
Not every negotiation is the same.
I'm not sure.
Stop lumping us all together here, buddy.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got a better contract.
Oh, I don't know.
Mike used to burn me all the time 40 years ago because he had his contract in there that said nobody could be paid higher than Mike.
Oh, my God.
That's because Mike was a brilliant negotiator, and I had and I wasn't as good then, and Mike did a good job.
Thank you for the heads up.
That was 1988.
40 years ago he put that in? See, but
36 years
ago. Okay, something like that. But usually you put that in when you're a superstar.
Mike had the Brent experience.
Oh, I got you. That's for the college and TV.
So they gave you an extra hour and didn't pay you more money?
Well, no, it's been 10 to 2, I think, for a while now.
Oh, it has.
Yeah.
Okay.
After I think Mike left, they made it 2 to 6.
They made it 2 to 6 after Mike
left. Because Mike would go 1 to 6:30.
And they cut the hour and a half off.
Okay. We could keep you here all day, so I'm bouncing around, though. Do you think the Knicks can win the championship?
No, not with the Celtics. They're too young. Knicks can easily get to a conference final. They would have done it last year.
Ooh.
They would have done it last year if they didn't get all those injuries. They would have beat Indiana in a
100%.
They were so banked up before, Hart out and OG out and everything else. You know, to beat the Celtics, who are going to get better now because they've got over the hump, and so they know what it takes. And with Brown and White and Tatum, who's going to be very annoyed and very motivated to prove that he should have played on an Olympic team.
That was ridiculous.
So he is going to be and Porzingis will be healthier.
Mm-hmm.
That Celtic team, you got to figure the Knicks will lose to the Celtics at the end of the day. You know, Brunson's great. And that was a good move, getting, obviously, Bridges.
Yep.
But Boston's still the best team.
Do you think Alonzo's with the Mets next year?
No, I don't.
Me neither.
Would you bring him back?
I think they're going to make a run at Soto.
So do I
think they're going to make a run at Soto. I think he'd do that. Now, they may not because, remember, two owners in the same city.
This is different,
friends,
though, dog. They need
with Aaron
but
Judge,
they
didn't
need,
go after
yeah,
Judge.
Yeah, they,
that was
they,
weak,
they
by
might
the
mellow out. But Soto and, remember, Boris and our little pal there, Steve Cohen, have a good relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And Boris is going to want $600 million, and he won't be intimidated. I could see him making a run there. But I don't know about Alonzo.
And do you think the Yankees will – the Yankees used to, which is why the crack committee hating the Yankees, they used to pay way more than everybody else and get all the best players.
I think they'd be careful.
Well, because they didn't even have the highest offer for Judge. Now, he came back, obviously, but – what makes us think that the Yankees are going to have the highest offer for Soto? If they are trying to get him on a discount, do you think Soto will take less money to be
That's
a Yankee?
A good, I don't know. I don't have the answer for you or not. I don't. It depends what the discount is. I mean, the Yankees, all the Yankees, Yankee Stadium, Judge sitting there. That would be a very interesting debate after the baseball. I mean, remember, see if the Yankees win a World Series, that could have some effect on it too.
Could. Let me just
which
say,
I don't think they will. By the way,
yeah, well, I want to see if Jazz is held without Jazz.
What's the story about him?
They don't know yet. I mean,
the doctors didn't say anything.
I don't think
out tonight when Boone talks to the media.
Yeah, he doesn't need surgery in all probability, but he's probably going to be out a couple of weeks.
They need him.
And then hopefully, they do need him.
And Holmes in a big game is going to make you nervous.
Yep. He always says that.
I don't trust him.
You just said
Holmes, but he's going to make you nervous.
He worries you. You just said that the Yankees, the Yankees are the Yankees. I'm going to say this. If the Yankees don't come correct for Juan Soto at 25 and he goes to the Mets, the Yankees aren't the Yankees anymore.
It's a very tricky spot that he's in.
He's
going to pay him double what
it's
he's paying.
It's not tricky.
He's going to pay him double
pay
what
him. It's not tricky.
Double than Judge?
He wants... Yeah, what's... Yes.
Okay.
He's up. Judge was
so
up.
So you want to pay him double what Judge makes?
He's 25.
Okay.
He's going to get it. Whether they want to pay him or not, that's what
exactly.
He's going to
get. Somebody's going to give
somebody,
it to him.
But Soto's got to be careful because, Boris has taken a lot of players to wrong locations. A-Rod is a perfect example.
Yes.
So he's got to be a little careful of taking him to the Kansas City Royals because they offered him the most money.
Yeah.
And then Soto, will he do? He's having a career year. I know he's been great.
Oh, he's great.
Right, but
I'm not worried about him.
But is he going to do that same thing with?
Yes.
With the Mets, where they don't have Judge.
Well, I mean,
them.
I understand, but he's a great hitter.
Taking
though.
Those walks in a big spot.
He's a great hitter. Yeah. I understand your point. And he's surrounded properly.
Doesn't need to be the guy with Judge. You could take a walk and still get driven in on the Mets, let's say. You got to be that guy to swing the bat.
I understand, but he's not going to go out of that strike zone.
All right, he'll drive us nuts, though. PT, you're going to ask him to sign.
I'm going to get him a picture. Hold on. No,
and I love the Jets to have a good year. And Ian wrote a good book on Rodgers.
You read it already?
I just got it yesterday.
I had him on Wednesday for an hour. I read it.
I'm looking forward to reading
it. Good book. The parental thing is interesting.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's 10 years.
I know.
It's very strange. But I'm telling you, I'm convinced he's going to have a big year. He's a chip-on-your-shoulder quarterback.
Yep.
And he's got a chip on his shoulder.
Don't you think, we were talking about this before, Reddick being holding out or whatever, don't you think, though, what could separate the Jets from everybody else in the AFC is their defense? Like, their offense could be good. It's not going to be as good as the top teams, but their defense, they could be a top defensive team in a league.
They're going to be a top defensive team anyway. The idea that Reddick's going to make them over the top, they got a good defense. I'm not worried about the Jet defense. To me, the whole story is he's coming off a bad injury, he's 40 years of age, and he didn't play that great as last year in Green Bay. So theoretically, you can say he's had 2 years where he hasn't done a lot. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to bet on a player, and I like their schedule.
Jets schedule out of shoots
easy.
Outside of San Francisco, you got Tennessee. You got some
Patriots and Denver, those next three games.
Yes, correct.
I like the Jets schedule.
I do, too.
I think they're going to have a good year.
One of the things that made you guys such a staple, you and Mike, is that you went through, so many different iterations of front office coaches, like all the different teams, and like your instincts were so, not always right, but so many times.
You try to get them right.
You were on point. Right now, you look at Shane and Dable, like that dynamic.
I think it's gonna be pretty good.
You think they're here in four years?
I think Dable's a good coach.
I do too.
And I think Shane, I don't blame him for Barkley.
Nope.
He made a good trade getting the kid from Carolina.
Burns.
Burns, he made a good trade with that.
What about the Daniel Jones contract they gave him?
He had no choice off a big game.
Yeah.
And Evan Neal, everybody loved him coming out of Alabama, so I got to give him a little break. He drafted him, right?
Yes.
I got to give him a little break with that. I think they have a good combination. And I think Mara, barring an absolute unmitigated 3-14 year, I'd be shocked if he doesn't bring him back.
I know, Doggy, you've taken...
And I think they'd be pretty good. Better.
Pretty good?
Better.
Okay.
Better.
I know you've taken your career to another level. You talked about it with First Take. How difficult was it to leave the fan and leave New York initially?
Hardest decision you ever make in your life. That's a hard call, boy. Yeah, I was a hard call. I probably wouldn't have done it if it wasn't for Mel Karmazin. I don't know if I would have done it if it wasn't for Howard over there. Not that I was a Howard listener prior. We do. But, Imus was gone at that point. But it's a very tough call. As it turns out, I think I may, first couple years were tough. I think it was good for Mike because Mike could show that he could do it. High ratings without me. And I needed a different challenge. So I think overall, I think we made, it was the proper decision for the both of us. And I'm telling you right now, I think it added to the intrigue. I think the fact that I left and Mike stayed and people didn't even care about me those first 4 or 5 years. But when Mike and I got back together again, did the Radio City thing, I did some fan stuff with him when we got on the air together in 2009 at Yankee Stadium before a Yankee and Angel game.
We went to a playoff game together.
That's where you were there? Yeah, CC pitched that day. Yeah. I think that really added to the mystique. So in a lot of ways, I think it added to it, and it's fun—a funny kind of way. So I think if you ask Mike, he'd tell you the same thing.
But if
it was a good move at the time.
But if the relationship was better at the time, you wouldn't have left.
Probably wouldn't have left. Yeah,
that's amazing.
Well, we got a little stale.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't have left.
Was there talk about splitting you up? Mornings, Mike afternoon. So it was either.
There may have been a little bit of that because that was when Imus left, and they were trying to figure out what they were going to do.
They approached you.
It was the summer before that. And then they brought Craig and Boomer in in September.
But weren't you
so
interested?
That was the summer of 07 with Imus, was it not?
Right.
And I left in 08.
But I thought you were interested in doing mornings, unless that was just a rumor. I thought you were kicking that around a little bit.
They didn't want to do that.
Okay, got it.
Now, if they thought that maybe that would have kept me there, maybe they would have thought of it. I'm not sure if my act would have worked in the morning, though. Because I would have done a straight sports show, and Craig and Boomer had a little different feel.
Yeah, they had a great show.
I'm not sure if it would have worked. Because I would have probably tried to do it along the lines of the same thing.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it would have worked. I mean, I think all in all, it was the right move for me and it was the right move for him.
Thank you, Doggy.
You got it, boys. You're the best.
Love you.
Thanks,
man. Chris Russo.
Chris Russo. Thank you, Chris.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.